You're listening to South Florida's good news station, WCNO Palm City.
Thank you for joining The Healthy Way. I am Dr. Roy Spicer, biochemist and water quality specialist with Clean Water Revival in Stuart, Florida, with my co-host Kim Jones, pharmacist with Prescription and Wellness Shop of Stuart, Florida. Hello, this is Dr. Roy Spicer. Welcome to The Healthy Way. My background includes being a bacteriologist for the New Jersey Department of Health, a biochemist for Ortho Research Foundation, and I've achieved a level 5 certification as a water quality specialist. Also, I practiced chiropractic for 30 years on Long Island. Currently, I am vice president of the Clean Water Revival located in Stuart, Florida. I am here today with my co-host, Kim Jones.
Hello there, I'm Kim Jones. I'm a Florida licensed pharmacist. I've been practicing on the Treasure Coast for almost 20 years. I am a native of Mount Sterling, Kentucky, and received my Bachelor of Science in Pharmacy from Midwestern University in Illinois. Currently, I am the owner of Prescription Shop and Wellness Center of Stuart, where my staff and I are committed to caring for members of the community like they are family.
Today, we're here with a very special guest, Tom Fisher. Tom is a registered nurse. He has a bachelor's and associate bachelor's degree. He's a nurse supervisor, a certified health educator, and a stage 4 cancer survivor. Tom has studied under some of the top integrative medical practitioners in the world. He holds a BA in psychology and an RN degree. Tom has lectured throughout the United States on health and nutrition. He is a Hippocrates Health Educator and a Health Optimization Coaching Academy instructor. He has also written and edited many articles for the Hippocrates magazine, Healing Our World. Tom is very passionate about empowering people with a healthy lifestyle and enjoys his work, which includes providing clients with health consultations. Tom has consulted with thousands of people from all over the world with various health challenges for 9 years at the Hippocrates Health Institute. So welcome to our show, Tom. It's a pleasure having you here.
Thanks, Roy. I appreciate it, my friend.
Well, I know very well what you do. I've been at the Hippocrates Center many times. I lectured here on the environmental factors in health. But there's so many different aspects to health, and Hippocrates offers a very unique approach. You have a very unique approach to healing and lifestyle changes. So what are some of the key ingredients or components to a healthy lifestyle that will help you stay well and recover from various disorders?
I think there's a lot of things people can do for themselves. And a lot of times I like to keep it simple with people. So if they want to start adding in things that can really start providing more immediate health benefits to them, I recommend adding in things such as sprouts. Sprouts are things like a broccoli sprout or a sunflower sprout. These are things that they can grow at their own home fairly inexpensively. They're tremendous nutrients, vitamins, but also more importantly, very high in chlorophyll and phytonutrients. And when we look at phytonutrients, there's tons of research behind them on how anti-cancer they are. Even Johns Hopkins University studied the broccoli sprout. They were so impressed by the phytonutrients in those broccoli sprouts that they patented them for a period of time until ethical judge threw it out of court saying you can't patent nature. University of Oregon studied the broccoli sprout and they found that they had 50 times, not percent, but 50 times the phytonutrient than a mature plant. So when we can start adding in to the lifestyle something as simple as sprouts to the diet, I think people can start to get some of the good health benefits. And I think that's one nice step. Beyond that, I think also juicing would be another big step for people, but also one that can really help. I recommend juicing things like vegetable juices, using things like celery, cucumber, sunflower sprout, pea sprouts to get the good complete protein, but also very high in the nutrients and phytonutrients as well. And then you can start alkalizing the body because, you know, our regular standard American diet is very acidic. You know, lots of proteins, animal products, lots of sugars, all these acids on the body weaken the structure and they make us a lot more susceptible to the disease processes as well. So I'd say those are a couple steps I think people could make that are actually very doable for people to do.
Well, that's really a key thing. Western medicine is always promoted, you know, get sick and then we'll fix you afterwards with drugs. You know, they don't address the lifestyle or the food. And being a healthcare practitioner for 30 years, a holistic healthcare practitioner, I always felt diet was a key component of the health. There's so many chronic degenerative diseases going on right now. Even children now are finding higher leukemia rates in children. So all this exposure to toxins in our food, air, and water are definitely factors. And certainly, if you can clean up your diet, that's a tremendous part of the healing process. I mean, for example, I go into supermarkets once in a while, not often, but if you look at the people's shopping baskets, I mean, good God, they're just loaded with junk and sugar and all kinds of poisons that, you know, coloring agents, for example, candy, soda. This is all really toxic poison to the body. So how do you shift somebody's mindset, you know, the paradigm of health away from, you know, I'm going to get sick and then medicine will save me, to a preventative approach with diet and other healthy aspects of lifestyle?
I think it's through education, Roy. I think really people have to understand the level that people are getting sick these days. And also, they can even look at the rates that medicine is helping people. You know, let's take cancer, for example. You know, we've put in, since the Nixon administration, about $87 billion into research. And their cancer survival rates in 5 years is either not going on anywhere, or the death rate has increased, unfortunately. And some of the really scary statistics there, every second, 31 people are diagnosed with cancer. 1 second, 31 people. I mean, that's astronomical.
That's scary. That's
astronomical.
Really scary.
So to me, I think prevention's the key. I think, as you're very well aware of, you know, we live in a much more toxic planet. And not only from things like the water and air and soil, but even from the electromagnetics that are coming from things like cell phones and Wi-Fi, these all stress the body. And if you're not living at a higher level and looking at introducing nutrition as part of that, you're going to really run into disease at a much higher rate than your average than someone that is taking those steps.
Tom, I agree with you. You know, being a pharmacist, we're a community of being very reactive instead of proactive. And I feel like healthcare in general has become that. So it's getting back to proactive versus reactive. You know, be proactive first. I'd like to ask, there's many styles of eating today. There's the vegan, the Western. What do you consider one of the healthiest ways of eating?
So, you know, in healthy ways of eating, you know, I like to really look at not only preventative, but also healing support. So I look at a vegan diet for most people. And with that, a lot of times we'll even go higher with that in using more raw and living foods. So living foods would be things like sprouts that I had mentioned, raw foods, unheated, and ideally organic, and even fermented foods as well, like sauerkraut and kimchi. Because with these, what happens is when we start to heat our foods, unfortunately, we start to break down a lot of the vitamins. We start to lose the enzymes in the food that allow us to absorb. And we start to lose the phytonutrients that are so important as well, and even chlorophyll, and even some of the good fats. And unfortunately, as we heat foods higher, we add in more carcinogenic activity into the food as well. So, you know, I like to start moving people more to that plant-based diet, to vegan, ideally adding in more of the raw living foods. I think this can greatly support their health in many ways.
So you don't recommend barbecuing sprouts? Barbecue is not the best answer to your health.
I wish I could say it was, but unfortunately, no.
Well, I know when you put a steak on a grill and all the fat drips down, it comes back up as carcinogens. You know,
oh, yeah.
They convert the fat to and the drippings to a different chemical substance. Mm-hmm. But to get on something you spoke earlier, the organic part. Now, this is a big question today. You know, everybody's been shifted to organic. However, a lot of things that are organic are not necessarily organic, and sometimes they have sugars in them. I for example, still eat a little bit of dairy,
yep,
organic milk, but it's still not healthy, mm-hmm, in some respects. They don't put the growth hormones in. And one of the things that I'm finding in the environmental field is that all these toxins are also hormone disruptors. We're seeing a huge increase in thyroid problems in the United States, for example. That's just one of the problems, aside from the cancers. So all these hormone disruptors, the plastics, the GMOs, the glyphosate, we're seeing fluoride, for example, that's really toxic in water. Even we're finding it in teas, some of the teas, so you got to be careful what teas you drink. So how does somebody navigate through all this maze of information? And, you know, people are just confused. I get people calling us up, they're just confused. They see so much information on the internet, you know, 90% is really not correct. And, you know, how do you guide people through this process to make that conversion from an unhealthy lifestyle to a healthy lifestyle and detoxifying their environment, their food, and helping them get rid of the causes of their health disorder?
Well, you know, if someone's still fairly healthy, I mean, they can take gradual adjustments. I mean, there's good, better, and best choices, you know. Like you mentioned, there's organic. I mean, there's organic potato chips. Are they good for us? Not really. But I like to get things from nature in their whole food form, unprocessed. I mean, this is where people need to start going and start to limit those other things. So if they're essentially healthy, even if they add in maybe 5% raw foods, living foods, vegan foods over the course of a month, each month, they're going to be at a very high level in about a year. If someone has a health challenge, then I would recommend them to rapidly start moving into these raw and living foods, the juicing, getting out the processed foods, getting out the high cooked foods, the high sugars in a fast way. And, you know, really using things like you do, like the water filtration to minimize the toxicity that's out there, let you mention. And then adding in the organics, you know, as far as that whole food-based food. Yeah.
Well, one of the things in the area here is you have organic farms. I've visited one or two, and, you know, they're really excellent products that they grow, and they're very concerned about what they grow it with, you know, the fertilizers and how they grow with the conditions, the soil conditions. So they're very conscientious about that. Certain things you can't control, maybe radioactivity, but that's really a secondary issue for most people. So how do you look at a product on a shelf? And, you know, I assume you don't go to the supermarket that much. But, you know, for people who are not under your care or, you know, changing lifestyle, I mean, I always use a rule of thumb. If I don't understand what it is or it's a chemical, I don't eat it.
Yeah.
That's just a basic rule of thumb. But, you know, it's alien to people when we're talking about these holistic practices. They're just not even aware of it. Yeah. And it's alien to them. They've just been eating garbage all their life and this is what they grow up learning, because TV is programming people to eat garbage, you know, cereals. Right. So when a kid goes down to the supermarket, oh, yeah, I see Cheerios, whatever's advertised, Frosted Flakes.
Yep.
So how do you change that, you know, the emotional and the intellectual, the programming part? Is it other components that you deal with, or other people deal with at the Hippocrates on the emotional level or the intellectual level?
The emotion component's a big part. It's a big part of the change in the diet and the lifestyle. And that's one of the reasons, at least at Hippocrates, we do even mind-body therapy, because there is an emotional attachment to foods, and there's also addictive properties in foods, too. I mean, we mentioned the sugars. I mean, sugars turn on the same brain receptors as cocaine, so it's making us feel good. It's getting the dopamine going and all these things. Even dairy. Dairy also has the casomorphines that make us feel good, so we are drawn to it. And you know, one of the things that, you know, I did is essentially because, you know, I had cancer and had to adjust rapidly my diet. I grew up on a standard American diet, was essentially create what I call learned aversions to food. So certain foods that I was very drawn to, like dairy, was a tremendous one. It was drawn to a very hard addiction for me to break. Is I basically created a learned aversion to that. And I basically looked at it as it would be a poison or something that just would be toxic to my body. And I said to myself, am I going to really consume this, or am I going to look at something that's better for me?
Well, if people want more information about what you do, how can they contact you?
They can contact me either through Hippocrates, just ask for Nurse Tom Fisher. I'm the medical supervisor there. Or you can reach me on the phone, 561-420-2693.
Could you repeat that again, please?
That's 561-420-2693.
Now, Hippocrates Health Institute is located in West Palm Beach, and I lecture there, and I see some amazing results, you know, with people who, you know, and you're not treating disease. Let's make that very clear. Mm-hmm. You know, it's not a treatment of disease. It's a lifestyle education, and there are different components to that, which you train people how to change their lifestyle. So I've seen some pretty amazing results with people who had some serious disorders that weren't result, you know, medicine didn't help them.
Yeah.
And this is true in a lot of parts of the holistic field. And I've worked with holistic doctors for 40 years. Mm-hmm. And the problem is there's no consistency in approaches generally. Yep. You know, every doctor that's a holistic doc has his own proprietary treatments and so forth and so on. So how have you, how do you adjust your treatments, or not treatments, but lifestyle? Is it a general thing for everybody, or do you have different specific, let's say, modalities that you use with specific disorders?
Absolutely. Yeah. When we come in and have people come into Hippocrates, we have people come from all over the world. We do a pretty advanced blood panel on them. We do state-of-the-art biofeedback energy testing. We look at their medical history, their specific symptoms, and from there we'll have an idea the best way to use as far as specific foods, targeted supplements, specific electromagnetic therapies, massage, mind-body work, and also detoxification modalities that we use at Hippocrates. And of course, they're going to be getting the education so that they can learn and take home the information to continue the lifestyle and the diet. And essentially for the rest of their life, they can send medical blood tests back to us. We review that for free and we make recommendations for them. So
well, that's a very customized approach, Tom. Mm-hmm. I like that because, you know, in today's world, we were talking earlier, I do feel like, you know, there's a lot of protocols nowadays where it's like you just get put in this protocol and that's what you get. It's not very customized to each individual person.
Absolutely.
I would like to ask, what do you think is causing many of the cancers we see today? Do you feel like it's environmental? Is it genetic?
You know, I think there's multiple things that are a big factor, but probably one of the main factors I believe is environmental. Some of the research from the Physicians for Social Responsibility, I believe their research showed somewhere around 75 to 80% of cancers caused by environmental toxins. I also think the high stress level going on with a lot of people these days is weakening their immunity, creating acid in the system and other factors that are making them more susceptible to cancers. I think it's the poor food that we have that's really not giving nutrition to people in any sense of the matter. And I think these are some big factors with people getting cancer these days.
Well, maybe you can address something. It's been a big mystery to some people is the alkaline issue. Mm-hmm. And, you know, in my field, there's a lot of equipment out there that's being touted as an alkaline machine, let's call it. We won't get into brand names.
Gotcha.
But they're really not creating an alkaline environment. What they're doing is splitting water and making a hydroxide-free radical. And my concept, the body wants to maintain homeostasis, keep mm-hmm. the blood and urine in a certain pH range.
Yes.
But of course, as you mentioned earlier, all the sugars and junk food we're eating, the carbohydrates, creates an acidic environment, which certain things thrive in. Cancer cells thrive in that environment, bacteria, parasites.
Yep.
So explain to us how green products alkalize the body, the naturally alkaline alkalization of the body, and how that helps the body maintain a more stable pH and homeostasis, aside from bringing the nutrients into the body that the cells need for metabolism and also the detoxification of the body. So let's talk about that a little bit.
Yeah, absolutely. No, alkalizing, very important for the body. You know, you can even see research on this right off of PubMed. PubMed's where medical doctors get research. A landmark study showed that alkalizing the body can help to stop and or prevent the metastasis of breast cancer, liver cancer, and node involvement, because the spreading of a cancer, it needs an acidic medium so that it can create what's called angiogenesis, or spreading, and get a new blood supply. It needs that acid to break down that tissue so it can basically get a blood flow to create a tumor that's going to spread throughout the body. Now, what we do to help alkalize the body is we use things like the vegetable juices I mentioned. We use wheatgrass juice as well. We also use lemon water, although lemon's an acidic fruit. When it starts to mix with the saliva, it becomes alkaline. And the assorted sprouts and green vegetables, you start to create a level of alkalinity. And there is a balance there. It's not just we want everyone to be extremely alkaline. There's a balance there. And you can actually measure yourself to see where you're at. What I recommend personally is measuring the pH of the urine. First morning urination, if you can maintain between 6.4 and 7, you're maintaining a pretty good level of alkalinity in the blood, in the body, not just the blood, but in the blood itself. You know, here's another little example of the pH. So when the pH of the blood is 7.35, then we're working with about 2 to 3 cellular ATP units per glucose molecule. So ATP is our energy. When we make a small shift from 7.35 to 7.45, then we're working with 33 to 34 cellular ATP units per glucose molecule. So, you know, people, when they start to alkalize, they're like, wow, I have all this energy. What's going on? I'm like, yeah, because your body's becoming alkaline. You're starting to get the nutrients your body's been wanting for a long time. And it's going to be really disease supportive in that sense when you can create a good level of alkalinity in the body.
Yeah. So part of the vegetable story is you're also taking in minerals, natural minerals that alkalize the body, like calcium, magnesium. So the body uses these minerals to neutralize acids. That's absolutely part of the issue. So you want to reduce your intake of foods that create acids and eat more foods that are more alkaline, that have the natural minerals that the body can utilize. Now, the other side of this is some of these equipment companies that are selling these alkaline machines, they want to push the pH over 8.
Yes.
And, you know, the body, again, has a homeostatic mechanism that doesn't want it too acidic, doesn't want it too alkaline. Yes. So what happens if you try to push it too high? Is the body just eliminated? Does it create another issue?
Well, from what I've seen in people that use those devices, because we have people that come that discuss that, is a lot of times they can get GI irritation from that super high alkalinity like that from their water. It can also start to affect their hydrochloric acid over time and really start to affect how they break down proteins and maybe create some dysbiosis in the gut, because then the bacteria starts to come up because we don't have enough acid to start to get rid of that good the bad bacteria that we may consume in foods as well. So I see it as a negative point for people there.
Yeah, you can't artificially push the body in any direction. So you really just have to give a good fuel, supportive nutrients, and let the body sort things out. Now, of course, on my end of it, you have to drink enough fluid. Mm-hmm. And I always recommend generally about 3 to 4 liters total consumption of fluid. And one of the ways you can tell you're having enough fluid is look at your urine. If it's relatively clear, you usually take enough nutrients, you know, assuming you're not taking B complex, which creates a different color.
Yes.
But do you have a general rule of thumb? You know, because green juice is fantastic. I mean, it's a pure source of water.
All the
nutrients are dissolved in the green juice, particularly wheatgrass juice. And it's a little tough to drink it, but I've learned to drink it, and the wheatgrass at Hippocrates is just absolutely fantastic. It's the best I've ever had.
Yeah.
But how do you tell people to get enough fluids? Is it a combination of water and juices?
Yeah, we do water, juices. And normally what we'll look is half your body weight in fluid ounces per day. So someone takes their weight cut in half, that many fluid ounces throughout the day, they may need more. And that's from also NIH research as well. They may need more if they're doing lots of exercise, doing lots of saunas, maybe, you know, super hot climate like Florida can be at times. They may need more than that. But, you know, we look at that, of course, and adjust that. And, of course, you know, from raw living foods, you'll get some fluid within the food itself. But we want to just look at strictly fluids when we're counting that.
Well, another thing is, how do you manage the detoxification process? Because, you know, let's say, for example, somebody's taking medications over their lifetime, or they did certain drugs when they were young, and you start detoxifying, it can really start flushing out pretty quickly, and you can start getting symptoms from the metabolites of what you're flushing out. So how do you manage that?
So we use different things. So, you know, of course, the foods themselves will be supportive in the cleansing. The higher fiber, too, using things like bean sprouts will help to pull out waste and toxins, excess hormones, cholesterol as well. And we may use certain targeted nutrients. For example, for liver, we may look at extra glutathione, whether that be orally, IV, or even nebulized, breathing it in. We use things even like colon hydrotherapy because, you know, many people just aren't eliminating properly, and that backs up and builds up in the colon and creates issues all over the body.
Do you do a colon cleanse, you know, using bentonite or psyllium seeds, anything like that? Because that's an old program, the center program.
On occasion, we'll use some of the clays, the bentonite clays. I normally like a calcium bentonite if people are using them. I just feel it works a little better than the sodium. And sometimes we even use things like activated charcoal if needed. Sometimes they may have a heavier die-off using, you know, maybe a condition such as Lyme disease where they may have more spirochetes dying and they got to get rid of that, or they could have a heavy detox reaction like a Herxheimer reaction. And we may implement some of those things more often. And we use certain algaes like chlorella, which will also help to mop up certain toxins as well.
One of the things, you know, if people are chronically have gastrointestinal illness, don't they have a coating on their intestinal lining that prevents absorption of nutrients? Is that part of the problem?
A lot of people can develop mucoid plaques on the small intestine that really can hamper the absorption process from certain long-term use of foods such as dairy products and things like that. But you can start to clean those up through things like IV vitamin C therapy, through the fluids, through the fiber as well. I think there's a lot of things that can be done to really support that and to clean that up.
Well, that's great information. Tom, could you, if people want to contact you again for more information, how can they reach you?
Yeah, absolutely. they can contact me through Hippocrates. We're in West Palm Beach, Florida, or my phone number you can reach as well. That's 561-420-2693. And that number again, 561-423-2693.
Well, that's great information. Is there any final recommendations you make for people who want to make some lifestyle changes? That how do they start? I mean, is it a realization that they need to do something different?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I think a lot of people need to start doing some different things. I would say, hey, you know, the New Year's coming around, you know, get yourself a good juicer, ideally an auger type juicer such as Omega. These don't break down the nutrients or oxidize as quickly. And start getting some of those vegetables in your life using the juicers. I think this is an outstanding way to start moving in the right direction.
Well, I think you're going to see me for a week or more down at Hippocrates because after the holidays, I think I put some extra toxins in my body. So you may be seeing me for a detoxification and cleansing very shortly. But I want to you know, just mention that Tom is a phenomenal, you know, you have tremendous knowledge here, and people have to realize that they have to make a change to be healthy. You just can't be healthy living in a toxic world, eating toxic food, and people who are sick have to make a significant change. You just can't rely on medications. There's other aspects to health. So you brought a tremendous amount of knowledge here today, and I hope our listeners, you know, take your advice. I certainly have taken some of your advice, and we'll be in touch shortly. But I want to thank everyone for listening today. This is Dr. Roy Speiser with Kim Jones. You've listened to The Healthy Way. Have a great day. You have been listening today to The Healthy Way. Thank you for joining us. I am Dr. Roy Speiser of Clean Water Revival with my co-host Kim Jones of Prescription and Wellness Shop. For more information, the toll-free number is 800-444-3563. Again, 800-444-3563. See you next Tuesday at 1 p.m. for more on how to improve your overall well-being. Be well.
We cry out to you, the one true God. Hear our prayer.